You ask me if I want a salad. Why would you ask that? I see what you're insinuating. Just because I'm fat, 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 fat. What?
Just because I'm.
What? Fat. Fat.
That fat, of course, it was me.
Yeah. That's Mario's welcome to the fourth episode.
Hi, everybody.
The fourth episode.
We want Fatty Mario losing weight.
That's true.
Is saying hi.
That's true. We'll talk about that in a minute. We want to thank our friend John, who made that dubstep version of our theme song for this week.
And we need to talk about this.
And I love the theme song, and I don't care what Mario thinks of dubstep.
Mario is not a big fan of dubstep.
I know.
But can you at least appreciate the hard work that went into that and how good it came out?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate people trying to make dubstep sound good, but
I think John knows not to take that personally.
Yeah, no, John. It's not something against John.
He knows you hate dubstep.
It's something against dubstep.
Yeah.
I would just tell you this. I would rather listen to Marbles in a Blender than dubstep. Just to let you know, guys.
Is that
an original phrase, Mario? Because I see it's written down.
Yes. I was just letting you know, because I might lose like friends right now for saying this, because
yeah, you lost one in me. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, not that I care that much, but anyways.
Oh,
see, that was a good burn. Keep that. So you have to know that people right now are loving dubstep, and if you don't like me for because I don't like dubstep, you should reevaluate on friendship anyways. But Mario hates dubstep. And I was looking for some reviews to see if I was the only one hating dubstep in general.
Reviews
and
of what
you are
from other people
of what.
And says, techno music actually has a beat and sounds good. Dubstep sounds like retarded robo music. Totally agree with this guy.
Did you like Google to us dubstep robots, reviews?
Though. Yeah.
That's what you put in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I found another guy that says, I would rather listen to Marbles in a Blender. Dubstep isn't even techno. It's just a bunch of random beeps and bass lines.
Bass lines, huh?
Totally.
Yeah, well,
agree.
So is R2-D2, and everybody likes
and
him.
And the last one is the best.
Yeah.
It says, dubstep ruins party, clears dance floors, unless you want to get in touch with your inner robot.
Isn't that
which
what
I do?
Isn't that a quote from you from like 2 weeks ago?
Maybe.
Are you quoting yourself now?
No.
Speaking of which, Brett mentioned 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We should explain
be friends with me. Don't play
might
dubstep.
Be closer to three.
We should explain that this episode is coming out a little later than normal. We usually release it about the middle of the month. And that's because this is our second attempt at episode 4. Because
we were so unfunny last time.
The last one, we recorded the whole thing with our friend John as a guest.
Not John's fault,
not
by the
John's
way.
Fault. It was just a terrible, terrible, terrible episode.
Yeah,
it was.
And we did not want to subject people.
Well, yeah, I got stuck in traffic for like 3 hours. I left at 5:30. I got at your house. It was like almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I personally.
So it's Mario's fault.
I personally thought that, it could have been salvaged at least a little bit of it. But Mario and Brett really wanted to re-record.
Mario, because he felt strongly that the quality wasn't good enough. Me, because it was my turn to edit.
Brett was trying to get around it. It's still your turn after this episode, Brett.
Oh, man.
You can't skip
that. I can
live
with that. I can live with it.
But I did make a little clip reel of to sort of explain.
Is it a clip reel? Is there a real thing?
I don't know. I just made that up.
It just sounded funny.
I made a reel of clips. That's what it is.
Okay. Funny.
Don't challenge me. But it basically sums up sort of the failed episode. We can call it the lost episode.
The lost episode, yeah.
What it really kind of consisted of. So I'm gonna play that for you now, just so you have an idea of what you've missed.
How bad it could have been.
All right. What?
All right. There's got to be another story to tell.
Seamus McGillicuddy.
That's a good one.
John, say something. You're not saying anything. You saw you had 8 points to talk about over there.
He was just kidding.
This is blank. John, say something.
I have nothing to say.
It's going to be a short one.
Just right. Blame the guests.
I'm going to cut an hour out of this.
We should stop recording now to start thinking of ways to get people to come back and listen to the next one.
By the way, let me just say that we're going to lose listeners just for this. If it was for me, this thing would never be online.
Yes!
No. I refuse.
Yep. That's pretty much what it was like.
Yeah.
And like all those beepings were swears, I guess.
No. Apparently that's what Mario thought.
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, why are you putting swears in
there? So you were there, but you thought we were all swearing that whole time.
I know. I was like kind of lost because I was like, I don't remember swearing.
Your recollection is a lot different than mine.
Hey, beauty.
It's Alayla.
Layla.
We're at Brett's house again. What? She has no idea.
We really don't have space here, baby. Do you want to say hi really quick? Can you sing a song on the show? We're recording with the microphones on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to sing a song? Yeah. Which one are you going to sing? What song are you going to sing for us?
The hippo song.
Okay. Don't pull it too far.
Okay. It says, a hippo always eats its grass, and when it finishes, it sleeps and it walks around. It swims in the sea and it listens to some music and sings on today and goes on to Unicorn Hill. And finds a unicorn, and a unicorn's his friend, and they sleep at Unicorn Hill.
Yay. Good job, Ada.
I got one more song.
Okay.
A coffee maker had some chocolate and made some chocolate for everybody. Everybody ate, and when they finished, they fell asleep to peep.
Right. Very good.
Thank you, Layla.
Did Mario have the chocolate?
Yeah, he did.
Why did I have chocolate?
Because we're hungry.
Hey, are you saying I'm fat?
No.
No.
Good job, Layla. I love you even more now.
She passed the test.
This could just become the Layla show. I think more people would listen to it.
Absolutely. You might be just having to tell people like, oh, Layla was on.
Oh, in that case.
Okay, well, then I'll put up with you guys for a little while.
Just in that hope that here's Layla's angelic
voice.
So
just to let you know, I think I'm going to have Layla be my vocal coach later on.
Yeah.
She has a really good voice.
Yeah, she could be a
songwriter. She could write songs for Lady Gaga things.
Yeah. She probably,
Lady Gaga's probably the only pop star that sings about unicorns.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I'm going to tell you this story. There was a tour group of 60 Italians that came to Boston.
Yep. I remember
last
that.
Last weekend, and I met some of them. I met not all of them, but I met the whole group.
You met the girls.
Right.
The guys.
I met the guys as well.
Probably met them, but doesn't remember.
And
what are the name of the guys?
I bet she doesn't remember the names. I was going to say.
I know the names.
Yeah, whatever.
Alessio, Alberto, Claudio.
How do you know you're not inventing those?
How do you know I'm not inventing those?
Can I know you.
Mike,
didn't make any sense.
That makes
How do you
sense.
Know you're not inventing those?
Do you remember what I texted you when you were talking to some of the girls?
Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
That's my general failure usually fail to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will not trust a bus of people coming straight from Italy.
Okay, but this is my point here.
Me neither, because
I discovered something because I was talking to some of these people.
Wait, but
see, you call them people,
Mario.
Some of these people,
as opposed to what?
Some of friends.
I like that they came on a bus from Italy.
So I was talking to some of these Italians,
girls.
No, well, this is like an older woman.
Mostly girls.
This is like an older woman and
still
her husband.
A girl.
And her husband.
Okay.
Okay. See, now he was old and married.
So he probably
I was
going
to say husbanded.
So he probably doesn't remember her name either.
And yet I was still
What's
talking
her name?
To her. Her name was
Fernanda.
No, he's just going to make
one Arnalda,
up.
Arnalda. I'm pretty sure. Hey.
So I was talking to these Italians.
Yeah, I forgot already who was talking.
And one of them was from the same region that Mario was from.
And she probably was the best.
And when she told me that she was from that region, I said something to her. I said, oh, I have a friend who's from Alessio. And her immediate response was, oh, the chic people are in Alessio. Only the
wow,
even the girls think that's funny.
Yeah.
She said that only the inn people can be in Alessio.
That's true.
And then it just all of a sudden everything became clear to me.
Wait,
I realized why Mario is so snobby to all Italians. He thinks everyone is just beneath him.
Yeah.
Because he comes from the snobby
That's
part.
Not true. You're going to make me sound like I'm a snobby.
You waited a long time to even attempt to refute that. You're just like, am I even going to try?
No, I got
to
give her...
Because it's true.
Listen,
that's all I heard.
It is true.
Just do not take only what you want to take. Listen to my whole conversation.
That's why I edit the podcast. That's exactly what I get to do.
I know. That's the thing. I have to justify myself.
Okay. We'll cut this.
People, Mike and Brett, always cut me off when I'm explaining myself.
The other thing we were talking about was your nationalities. People think you are at work.
Right. So going back to where I work, my job basically consists of answering the phone and answering people questions. Because Mario knows the best. Mario knows best.
Right. So right. They just come with whatever kind of questions they want.
We stand by that 4 episodes in.
So people, because I have an accent, I guess. I don't even know that I have an accent.
You do?
Right?
You have a heavy Bostonian accent.
I have a heavy Bostonian. Actually, I was told.
That was another one they told you.
People told me, automatically assume that I'm Spanish. So at the end of my answering the phone starts with, thank you for calling, blah, blah, blah. My name is Mario. How can I help you? That's how I answer every single phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the conversation. At the end, it's like, and your name was Diego? Oh, wait. I was your name? So they come with every single Spanish name that you can guess.
Diego.
It's like, yeah. Or like...
Jose?
No, Paco? They don't call me Jose.
No, you told us Carlos once.
Carlos, that was another one, right. It was like, oh, so your name is Carlos? I'm
His
like,
name is Carlos
no,
Milagros?
I'm Mario.
Carlos? I was like, oh. Arnaldo? Did they ever say Arnaldo?
Arnaldo?
No. Usually I go called Carlos or Diego.
We're going to really.
Because they heard like a short name, like Mario. Like, oh my God, ends with a no. This guy's Spanish, so it's like Carlos. Which
oh, okay,
with
now
a no,
I understand why they would conclude that.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like somebody told me, I was talking with somebody, then the line dropped. So when you call the office, you never get the same person because it's like it goes in a queue and then whoever is free picks up the phone.
Right.
And one of the girl picked up the phone and the lady was like, can I talk with, I was talking with a Filipino guy. Can you just talk, can I talk with that person? The girl was like, we have nobody here from Philippines. She's just like, yeah, it must be for like a Middle East country, like Morocco, things like that. And she was like, no, we only have a guy, but he's Italian. She was like, oh, just let me talk with that guy. And that was me. And last person, the last one was a girl tech, of course, from California. And she was like,
what do you mean? Of course, yeah, what?
Because you're gonna listen to the end.
Oh,
she was from West Coast. And she was like, where are you guys located? And I'm like, oh, we're in Boston. And she's like, oh my God, I could totally tell you have such an heavy Bostonian accent. I was like, really? I was like, yeah, I have such an heavy Bostonian accent. And then at the end, I was so happy because when I hang up the phone, I was like, I really stood up in the middle of the call center. I was like, guys, I was told I have a Bostonian accent. And everybody like cracked up laughing. And then we went to listen to the record of the call. And you're like, everybody was cracking up.
That's awesome. Speaking of calling people and calling us,
mm-hmm.
while we're speaking to our listeners here.
If we're still alive after this hurricane.
I know. True. Should we die? You know, maybe we should talk about that.
Martin. If we're still alive after this hurricane, we want to try to do a live episode.
Right.
We think that would be really fun.
But it's like when TV shows add a new character.
We'd obviously we're jumping the shark right now.
Yeah.
We also would like we think it would be nice to
what was that, Mike?
That was sexy Mike voice again. Sexy Mike is back. Should we have like a little alert?
You got any gum?
Oh, that was dubstep probably.
Yeah. No, that's
doesn't that sound so interesting? Oh my God, I want to dance so bad right now.
Do you like
now
what we just did better than actual
just
dubstep?
Just boring music.
Okay, yeah. So.
Boring.
So. Yeah. By emailing us, or we will be able to let you know when that's going to be, because for the live episode to be a success, it's going to be video broadcast through Google+. And so you're going to need to know where it is. You
Google
can sign
Hangouts
up for free.
Yeah.
Google Hangouts. And then we'll
the
be
listeners,
able to.
We have,
you'll be able to see us.
You'll both be able to hear us.
Yeah,
see us.
And you can actually even have a part because we can allow you
to talk
during the podcast. So that'd be really
Which
cool.
We almost never allow anyone to talk.
Right.
Only Mike.
Except for Layla.
Yeah, that's true. We let her sing.
Layla's a gold mine.
I have more things to talk about with Mario.
Like what?
Okay, Mario. Okay, so I don't know if Mario has a Napolitan lesson prepared. If you don't,
oh, we talked about it last time on the failed
lost
episode.
So
you want to resurrect it?
We're talking about the cold, right?
Yes.
Talking about Sandy.
Yeah,
it's cold. I'm cold.
Don't you're say always. That you seem always cold though.
You're sweating.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah,
I'm Italian, so mostly I'm freezing.
Okay,
but
that makes sense.
I got hot flashes too, so I was getting like.
And plus, the weather here is not perfect like in Italy.
Of course. But yeah, people didn't know me, like, know that I may be freezing one second. Cold. After 2 minutes, I'll be like sweating.
So how do you say it's cold in Napoletan?
Fa frid.
Fa frid.
Fa frid.
And
oggi fa freddo. Today it's cold.
Mañana fa frid.
That's on Spanish.
Never mind.
All right. So.
Do you think it's going to be fun at this one, though?
Nope. I think it's pretty good. That's okay. It's not bad. All right, let's keep talking. Mind. We got a couple more things to talk about.
Negative nunzio, that's how people call you. Oh, you know this?
Okay, tell me, what is this?
Us.
Yep.
Right, you know one thing? You know that Mike is called negative nunzio?
Note yourself, don't let Mario do segues.
Yeah. Do did you know? Because I cannot move ahead.
We're going to keep this, but Mario, start it over. Okay, go.
I can't. Hey, Brett, you know one thing?
No, just one, yeah.
I do know one thing.
I do know, like, one or two. But go on. I don't know
Brianna came
one.
Up with an awesome thing for Mike.
Okay. And he Brianna, called, who, you know, it's funny how we end up mentioning the same people on this podcast. Well. All the time. And it's like two or three
If you
people.
Want to get mentioned, Reddit.
Yep.
Yes, by the way, we have to say hi to
Disperazione.
Maria. We have to say hi to Maria and Afi and their cousin. Who were we saying, though?
I don't know.
Before we interrupted that.
Oh, you were negative nunzio. So you were doing this really great segue into a new topic.
So
that was really natural. It's like, hey, you guys.
Do you know one thing?
I can punch people in the face right now. I'll be so proud of myself.
Okay, go ahead. So tell me the one thing.
So
our longtime fan and listener, Brianna, came up with something funny, and you're about to tell me what it is.
Right. So she came up with a name for Mike, and I love her for this, called the negative nunzio.
Well,
so my friend Mike became negative nunzio.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, nah.
Nah.
Nah. This is not going to be good.
Right. What, Chief Wiggum?
Yes.
That's the best impression I've ever heard.
It's like, yeah. Mike, what do you think of this podcast?
It's like,
I'm just going to do that next podcast.
Yeah,
the whole
example, yeah, I don't like Spider-Man 2. Oh, really? Because everybody else in the world does. Yeah.
Mike does it.
He's the only person I know that doesn't like Spider-Man 2.
Mike, are you going to hate us?
Dare to be different, Brett.
You're like that one person that reviews a movie. Like, you go to, you guys know the site RottenTomatoes.com?
Uh-huh.
And they basically compile all the movie reviews and stuff. And then there's always like one idiot. And it's like, okay, 153 positive reviews and then one negative.
That probably was Mike.
So I'm all for people having their own opinions of things, but how can you be that wrong?
I'm not negative. I'm a realist.
Okay.
And whatever.
You know what else? He hates nice negative girls. Ones, yeah. This is something that
I hate
established.
Nice girls?
Yeah, I've been texting him this lately. I said, it's just because you hate nice girls.
I do
because,
not.
You know,
this is negative. Right. It's a negative nunzio.
Right. Yeah. It's I'm like, oh, this girl's really nice.
Patrick.
You know, she's...
I said, I'm a positive Patrick.
You're negative nunzio.
I'm a positive
See, you're not even
Pasquale.
Irish. You know, you're not even Irish, so we know that's wrong.
I'm a Pasquale.
I said I'm positive Pasquale.
Positive Pasquale. I don't think so. You're going to have to prove it. Now that's something he should prove.
Prove yourself.
Okay.
A positive Pasquale.
My life is so wonderful.
We'll try to set you up with a really nice girl
Sunshine,
who's perfect in every way, and then we'll
rainbows.
Watch you shoot her down.
So if you think,
well, you know,
I will say another.
Her
if
second
you think that Mike is a really negative,
toe.
I should be like, if you think that Mike is a really negative nunzio, talk about this on Google Plus.
Yeah, Mario,
or like you like, what was the thing you came to me? I was like, oh, if I tell you, Brett, like, this is about Mike right now. You have to tell you, like, Brett, like, oh my god, tomorrow there is the 50% rain, that 50% chance that it's gonna rain, and Mike will be like, wait. There is not 50% chance rain because you said that in 3 days there might not be a 50%. Because if you say 3 days and then you calculate the percentage of the 3 days, it should be less than 50%. I'm like, really, Mike? They just said 50%. Just keep it for that. It might rain, it might not rain. Move on. And Mike
listen,
will think
my
that
reasoning makes sense.
Yeah.
It's realism.
It's realism.
Over reason, thanks.
Like when we watch football games and they're going to blow it. They're probably going to blow it.
The statistics actually say that the third
because
time
that I
play,
do on purpose to get my hopes down.
Yeah,
so
that's
that if
true.
They do
I
blow
kinda
it.
I kind of figured that. Yeah, you're lowering your own expectations.
Because then when they don't blow it, I'm excited. See, my life thought is this. Expect the worst, but hope for the best. And then you're never disappointed.
Right.
Except I still get disappointed sometimes. It's that hope thing that disappoints me.
Honest words from a scarred soul.
Yeah.
You know what I forgot is that when we recorded the Titanic of podcasts a couple of weeks ago, that was a complete disaster. Mario was wearing a very nice shirt, and I feel like we lost that.
Well,
a
purple Barney
not
shirt.
Not that you're not. You remember?
On my purple shirt.
Yeah.
It was in a, it was a,
and we talked about Barney. We talked about Grimace.
Yep.
Anything? I didn't know what Grimace was. I still now I don't know what it is.
Grimace is a
McDonald's character.
Yeah. He was just this blob.
He was like, are you calling me blob?
He's a purple blob, just like you.
See, friends? Oh my God. I have to reevaluate so many things in life.
No, it's not that bad. It's a purple blob who ate cheeseburgers all the time.
That's still not me because I don't eat cheeseburgers.
Mario only eats sausages and pasta.
Mario.
Like, and pizza, like all Italians do.
Right. Exactly. And meatballs.
I might do that, but at least I'm happy thinking
and
about
and New Zealand Cervena deer.
Mario, do you feel like...
negative Nunzi about
Mario,
those.
Do you feel like they really eat meatballs in
not meat? At all. First right? of all, in Italy, we never exactly. put meatballs exactly. over pasta.
Some people still spaghetti. Try to claim that, you know...
We never...
Spaghetti.
It will throw the...
Spaghetti.
They will throw the meatballs at you if you do that.
No, but really, do they not even eat not meatballs in Italy? Because when I went over there...
You do eat meatballs, but like, first of all, you would never put them on the pasta. Italians never mix into dishes. That's something that Negative Nunzio does all the time.
Maybe I'm not Italian.
Like, Italians my will radio eat pasta. Name now, Negative Nunzio.
Italian will eat pasta, and then after they're done with pasta...
For Negative Nunzio.
After they're done with the pasta, they will go up and take the seconds, whatever, and then eat the seconds. Like, an Italian would never put, like... pasta and the chicken collards and then the salad and this, like you guys do here in one dish.
Right.
Right. And Italians eat the salad after the meal.
Right.
Which we don't do over here. We usually have it before.
Right.
Also, do they call French fries freedom fries?
Okay.
I think I saw that.
They call them
papas fritas.
No. Fritti francesi.
Do they?
We would like to fry some French people, but we can't.
Just one more group Mario hates.
I don't hate French people. It's just that
he just hates French culture.
They're not one of the best people I love in life.
Like me.
Right.
Silence. I'm going to insert crickets here in the editing.
He's just trying to figure out who he likes less out of those two options. Wait, Mario, so another thing that just dawned on me.
You just understand my answer.
Another thing that just dawned on me from last time, from episode 3-point fart, was that... Was that you hate Star Wars?
I thought,
no.
I thought it was
you've never,
no,
you've never seen Star Wars.
I thought it was episode 4.0. No.
Oh, yeah. I think we can come up with a lot of names for that.
Why did you say point fart?
Because it was just bad. And there was a thing about fart. Because
it's funny.
Yeah, but that's when we kind
of. Anything dot fart is
funny. That was the thing I was proud of in the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Mario did claim he didn't have raging farts. We should insert that here.
Yeah.
I do not have raging farts. Even when I fart, I fart roses.
So if we survive the hurricane
we'll be here for episode
you will yes.
Mario, do you have any last words that you would like if you
oh
really
my God, that's like intense. If you really gonna, have to think of yeah, last things
if you were gonna die tomorrow because you have to work in the hurricane.
I don't want to die fat
because
that's his only thing. I don't want to die fat.
Well, you're on your way.
Who are you going to say that to, though? Yourself? So Mario's last words?
Yeah, like if I say that I'm dying, I'm just going to scream out, no, I'm fat.
Mario's lost a lot of weight, by the way.
Mario's last words are to himself, for the record. He wouldn't say, you know, Mom, you know.
I always loved you.
Or to my best friend.
He would be dying and be, fat!
Oh, I died fat.
I just hope that if Hurricane Sandy has to come to me, I wish it was like... will blow some of my fat off.
Oh wait!
If a hurricane has to strike me,
I think that's happened before. Yeah.
So Mario,
you know, like the hurricane comes to me, a tornado hits me somewhere, I crash at their house or whatever.
You'll have better luck with lightning.
And then I
wake
up and I'm like skinny because all my fat is like blown up by the wind.
I think you should play out in lightning storms. That's probably more likely to.
So it's kind of like reverse liquefaction.
It'll burn my yeah. I should put myself on the grill next time because I say when you grill, all the fat like drips down. I should just put myself on the grill.
It might not work exactly like that.
Hey
Mario, so like a year ago,
somebody posted that he wishes that the mosquitoes will suck fat instead of blood. I will like be in a mosquito factory all the time.
It's only a matter of time.
Factory, but
it's only a matter of time before somebody in Japan invents that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it would be my best friend.
So Mario, about a year ago, actually, we had another hurricane, and I texted Mario beforehand to say, "Hey, you okay? You all prepared for the hurricane? Do you remember what you told me?" You texted me back.
I don't remember.
Don't worry about me. Fat people don't fly.
It's true.
I saved that text message
don't
for
worry
a year.
About
I
fat just deleted people don't it. Fly. It's true.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel sad. That means that one year ago, I still have all the fat.
No, you don't, though. Mario is
still fat.
So for everybody who doesn't know this, because it is a podcast, which is audio, Mario has lost a lot of weight. What are you up to now?
A lot of weight.
What are you down? No, not what are you down to. How much weight did you lose?
About 20, more than 20 pounds.
That's really good.
That is.
I said I had the 500 to go, so. So yeah, so working Sandy is not a problem for me, because like Brett said, fat people don't fly, so.
And like
probably everybody walk will grab at my ankles if something has ankles. Like, Mario's here, happy.
I saw that on the news earlier. Things to do in case of a hurricane.
There you go.
Grab jump Mario, at fat people's Mario. Ankles. Yeah.
They would not fly away.
No, that's true.
See? That works I'm for tornadoes, too. I'm just saying that, guys. Too.
I never, huh?
It works for tornadoes, too.
Of course. Like, everybody was like, I used to say svaligiata in English. Robbing? Robber?
What?
A supermarket or things like that. When like
robbing. Oh.
Right.
Looting?
Because I can go like 3 weeks without eating. I'll be fine. So like if you guys are like, no lie, like you need food or whatever, I'm like looking at you like snobby.
I think it sounds like in all cases of natural disasters, being fat is actually a positive thing.
Yeah.
You won't get blown away. You won't sink if it's a flood.
Right, because I'll float.
If you're on a desert island with no food, you'll survive longer than the skinny people.
But in the case of a tsunami, when you have to run away, that's where it's bad.
No, I'll just float.
That's true. Wow.
But one thing that probably would happen, that
there's a fat
skinny
answer
people,
for everything.
Skinny, I'll have to pay attention to skinny people because they might kill me to eat me.
That's true.
Because yeah. I'll be looking
true.
Succulent. That's a really good word.
I would form an alliance.
That's a good word. I'm proud of
with
that word.
Skinny people.
A word I've never associated with Mario, but it's a good word.
Which one?
Succulent.
Succulent. Put a tomato in his mouth.
All right. Put him on a spit.
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't mean it like
Mario,
that.
Mario, we love you dearly.
I'm sorry, Mario.
Anyways, guys, I think this was a good one.
I think we had a good time.
Yeah.
And At least we had fun.
And if we had a good time, you did too.
We're going to leave you with something that was salvaged from the last episode, which is the series story, which we promised you.
Maybe the only thing that was salvageable.
So we're going to
maybe leave. You can hear some funny things too.
Yeah.
We just figure that out what we're going to put on then.
All right. So leaving you with that. And
hope to see you after the hurricane.
Yes. Stay safe. Alive. Even though this will probably get released after the hurricane.
And even though the hurricane will probably be a minor rainstorm.
Right.
Wait, so. Just for us. Because it's going to be New York and New Jersey. So.
Yeah, but.
We're just looking at them and hoping for them to be safe.
That's right.
Okay.
Those.
Ciao, Belly. That's what I say to my people. Because if you're Bella, you're my friend. If you're Bruto, you cannot be my friend.
What am I?
Wow.
No. I just said if you're my friend, you're Bella. So there's no.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mario.
So to all the beautiful people.
Arrivederci.
Good night. So, a lot of my friends got the iPhone 4S when it came out. I only have the 4. And the iPhone 4S came with Siri, which was the big, big new thing.
And the 4 is just like a complete waste.
So, correct. The people that have seen Siri, it's the voice control, voice talks back to you, whatever, the phone. And the phone will call you by your name. It'll say, hi, Mario. I'll find that for you. Mario, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But what I had discovered after a short period of time was that you can actually change what Siri calls somebody. So
Fairly easily. Yeah.
So
right, you just ask her to call you someone.
Right. So I started changing people's Siri to call them things when they weren't paying attention.
Which is awesome.
So Mario had left his phone at the
Unattended
at one point. And I took it and I didn't say anything to Mario. I just took it, changed the name and put the phone back. And like now you can tell how many days later was this? Like 3 or 4 days later?
A couple of days later, yeah.
And what happened?
You have to understand that Siri only speaks English and she has problem with people that have accent. So every time I talk, she's always like, I didn't quite get that. Can you try that again? So you have to try it like 5 times before she actually can understand people with accent.
Now, if Siri was Italian, she'd speak like 3 languages.
She's Italian now.
Yeah.
Okay. She just learned how to speak Italian.
Oh, good. Did she really?
With this new update, yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're buddies, so she understands me. All
right. So this won't happen anymore.
No. Well, she still can call me Italian, but anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I was driving, and I was trying to call one of my friends, Brianna, and yep. I have her on the same under Bri. So, I was saying, call Bri. And she was like, sorry, I didn't get that. Try again. I'm like, call Bri. I was like, I didn't quite get that. Can you please try that again? I was getting so angry. So I'm like, call Brianna. Sorry, I did not understand. So I was like, that's going to be my last time. So I'm like, call Brianna. And while I'm driving, my phone is like, I didn't quite get that, immigrant. I was like, I really like got shocked. I was like, did she just call me? I was like, did she just call me immigrant? And I was like, what? I was like, what's my name? And she was like, immigrant, aren't you? I was like, oh my God.
Did you answer, well, yes?
No, because she's like, immigrant, aren't you? I was like, call Mike. And called Mike immediately. And she got that. Oh, so that's awesome. My friend Mike changed the name to immigrant. I almost crashed because I was scared that my phone was possessed by somebody.